AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Friday here. Good to be with you, January 4. 952-946-6205. Matt Hunter here today. Hi, Hunter.
Hello.
Busy day running about with the kids. Because, I mean, this is really, for our kids' school district, I did see some school buses going through the neighborhoods yesterday. So some school districts must have gone back yesterday.
Mm-hmm. They did.
Yeah, but our kids' district, Hopkins, they don't go back till Monday.
Oh, lucky.
Well, yeah, but still, you know, I'm running around trying to get all this stuff done, but I do want to take kids out because it's just too damn easy to put your kid in with a screen and say, I got to run around and run errands. You take care of it. You stay here. Because the next thing you know, it's 8 o'clock at night, and you realize, oh, my gosh, my kid's been on a screen for 10, 12, 13 hours, 15 hours. And that's not good. That's not healthy. I don't care what anyone says. Mm-hmm. That's just not healthy. So we went out today. I went very international today.
Ooh.
We went to the Norway House. Yergi. We went and saw the have you ever seen the gingerbread houses they do over there?
Not there.
Yeah, they do it. They have someone did the Hopkins Theater, which is actually pretty good. The Basilica is gorgeous. I mean, that's the best one, hands down. The Basilica is just stunning. How pretty that is.
Cool.
They got a ton in there. A lot of people in there. A lot of ladies in there. Elderly ladies going through and saying, "Oh, this is just really lovely. This is just beautiful." It was great to see you. It's great to be with going there because I mean, it still is. It is still the holiday season, although with the weather this weekend, I'm going to take down the outdoor Christmas lights. It's just too nice.
It's spring.
Well, it is spring, and it's wrong. It is horribly, horribly wrong. It's at 46 in my car on the way here. So did that. Did the Norway House. Got one of those waffles because, I got it with lingonberry jam and spiced sour cream because nothing screams your culture more than you thinking that sour cream is a sweet dessert, you know? Really, guys? You getting, you know, nothing else up there you could have? That'd be better. They did have salted black licorice fish. Ugh. I'm presuming made with real fish. Ugh, it is Norway. Anywho, so we went from there, went over to Electric Fetus because, you know, it just, you're over that way. Go.
Yeah.
It's just too good of a record store. Place was packed today. They must have had some albums come out or something like that because that place was packed to the gills.
Probably New Year's albums.
They had a lot of people with gift cards, maybe.
Yeah, there is people shopping.
Yeah, people were hauling out, you know, they're making some coin there. They look like they were doing pretty good.
That's great.
That is very good to see out there. I also went over to the Museum of Russian Art.
Oh, so you're just doing my favorite day today.
There you go. I'm sorry.
Some of my favorite places.
You are not my child, Hunter. I'm not taking you with. I went over there. That was lovely.
It's great right now.
What's
I was
that?
Just there. It's great. Phenomenal.
Oh, it is. They have a wonderful, you have to go over to see it. It's a great photography of beehives. It's really interesting. But as well, just wonderful art from a family of women that over the generations that's there. And here's the one thing about my kid. My kids actually have something to ask you guys. What is with the weird Russian cartoons you guys air in the basement?
Oh, those are cool.
They are bizarre, man.
It's like a different animation style. It's similar to Disney, but it's kind of weird and unusual.
It's like you're rooting for Hansel and Gretel to be eaten, you know?
Yeah,
and they got what they deserve.
It's like a darker Disney.
Oh, dark Disney, nothing.
I'm saying the style of animation.
Why is the tree talking to the bear? And why is it beating up on the rabbit? I'd like to know. And why the girl, like the one human shows up for like 3 seconds in there, and then the rest of the store gets told by berries and a fish. There are some weird cartoons, man.
Yeah.
All over that place. Love that place. You know, if we ever do make dope legal in the state of Minnesota, you just set up bleachers right in front of that, man.
Right
Dude,
there.
Man, the orange is talking to the town minister. I don't know why, but it's just gorgeous. I want an orange to eat right now. Stop on by. By the way, the gingerbread house is over at Norway House. They're still there till Sunday, I believe it is. That's when they lift them. And then they've got the great exhibits over the Minnesota, it's going to be the Russian Museum of Art over off of, it's off of 35,
Diamond Lake
and 35W there, yep. And so stop on in. Tell him AM950 told you to come on in. Yeah. Tell him Matt told you to come on in. Tell him. 952-946-6205. Gosh, our president's a jackass. Wow. I mean, it's just, first of all, okay. Now, I don't, when he's going after Tlaib's comments where he talks about we're going to impeach the blankety blank. You know, first of all, shut up, dude. You are the biggest you trying to act like you're pious and you're the sweet, innocent little bunny who hasn't ever made any kind of insults. You're a jerk, dude. You're proud of being a jerk. You relish in the jerk. The reason why your followers love you is because you constantly insult people. They love you for it. They don't give a rat's caboose about Jesus and Christianity. They don't. They love the fact that you are the kind of guy that will allow your friends to beat up a guy and then you'll run up behind him and then kick him in the head and act like, yeah, I got him. That they love that. You are a jerk. You're the biggest jerk this country has ever produced as far as anything close to the president's office. You are a massive jackass. So you acting offended or any of your Republican followers acting as if our sweet little innocent feelings were hurt. Shut up. You idiots. All of you. You're all idiots. And I don't have any problem calling you. You know why? Because I've been called far worse by, you know, Johnny Dinglehead over there in the White House. Dinglehead, by the way. Trademark. God, just stop. The thing which was funny today, there, this is kind of the plank to the face. I feel sorry for Stauber and who is the guy down in one.
I just looked up his name and I already forgot it.
It's generic white guy. Yeah, that's who it is. It's, you know, generic Stein, isn't it? Or generic Berg. What's his? Oh God! It's right there too. It's on the tip of my tongue. Thank you. You can find this for me.
I know.
Hagedorn.
Hagedorn. Yes.
Hagedorn.
Jim Hagedorn. Yeah.
Bland. Egg. Egg is the guy who's our representative down in one now. Anyway. They're out there. They're talking about our relationship with Trump means we're going to bring tons of bacon back home. Funny story. Trump, who, he says after this meeting with Pelosi and Schumer that Democrats were making a lot of headway. But you immediately find out from the Democrats, no, he is actually threatening to shut the government down for months or even years to try to get this money. Which, you know, by the way, I mean, I gotta imagine all the Republicans are just so happy to hear that this is something that he's so unwilling to compromise that they're gonna have to explain to their constituents next year when they're trying to do their campaigns why they deserve to go back to the White House, go back to government, go back to the Senate or to the House when they basically have been part of a government shutdown. They could get this thing going tomorrow. They could basically pass two bills, send it to the, you know, Trump, let him veto it, and they could override the veto. They'll refuse to do so. There's just enough jackasses on the Republican side in the Senate that they'll basically, this is the hill they've decided they're going to die on. So that's just who they are. So you have these two house clowns who now are like, oh, well, yeah, we're going to get this benefit. But now Trump is saying we're going to shut the government down for months or even years, which, by the way, will also dramatically hurt the economy of the United States. Then Trump came out with this gem. He at a quickly put together, you know, press conference. Not nearly as many bald guys at this press conference, though. That was where were all the bald men, the bald Rockettes that he had behind him for the border wall press conference that he had? I love the bald Rockettes. He basically did not have bald guys with him, but he did have Mike Pence, which, you know, skim milk. That's spicy. He comes on out and he says, I can declare a national emergency if I want to basically build his border wall. His argument is, now, mind you, there really isn't a national emergency. When these Republicans, I don't know if you saw the story where they fired the Border Patrol fired tear gas into Mexico. the argument they were saying is these people were storming the fences. They didn't start storming the fences until America, pretty much unprovoked, launched tear gas into Mexico at women and children, and people were running away. And yeah, some people did throw rocks after they were fired upon in a foreign country by our own government. There isn't a border crisis that he could do that would constitute a national emergency. But Trump is basically saying he could. Now, I want you to think about every Republican you know. Every single Republican you know, and ask yourself this question. Let's say if Barack Obama had suggested he's going to declare whatever he wanted a national emergency and spend $25 billion without anyone else paying attention. Do you think most Republicans would be perfectly okay with that? No, they would lose it. They would actually march on the Capitol. I think they would actually march to the White House with pitchforks and torches. That if President Obama ever suggested declaring a national emergency to pay for a personal project, which is $25 billion. I can't imagine any Republican not just being so outraged in this, because once again, this is all it is. It's a vanity project. And it's a vanity project that Trump over and over and over and over again said Mexico is going to pay for it. Yet he doesn't want to explain how Mexico is going to pay for it. Outside of we'll get recoups on the trade. Well, that's got to be part of a trade agreement. And right now, that's not part of a trade agreement. And right now, I doubt Mexico is going to be agreeing to that trade agreement just so you can get the money out of them to build a border wall. So this is just, he's realized he's painted himself in a corner, and now he's going to try to declare a national emergency on the border to allocate $25 billion in taxpayer dollars for a vanity wall, which will not work. But this is your guy. This is every, when you think of Republicans, this is their guy. And we're in Minnesota. We're not on the Mexican border. We're not there. And so even if you're a Republican in Minnesota and you say, oh, immigration's bad, remember a few months back when some Republican idiot basically said that the undocumented workers were going to come into America and then take over the frozen solid cabins in northern Minnesota, because that's what all those undocumented workers were looking for. You know, rural, unheated, no plumbing, middle of nowhere, brutally cold northern Minnesota cabins. That's exactly what it was. No, even if you're a Republican in Minnesota and you kind of believe that there is some sort of mythical problem down there, okay, fine. How you feel about, you know, $25 billion? I mean, that's going to be probably for the state of Minnesota $500 million in taxpayer dollars. That we're going to, and just the state of Minnesota will have to pay $500 million for this border wall, which will not stop anyone. I can't even believe even Republicans are there. But you see, they refuse to go out there and say, you know what, enough's enough. This is stupid. It's stupid. I wish one Republican would just come on out to Trump and just say, you know, it was a campaign speech. That's all it was. It was a campaign speech. That you weren't really going to have Mexico pay for it, but I would like to get a wall, so how can we make this happen? But Trump just doesn't want to do that. And once again, he's threatening to keep 800,000 people unemployed. And by the way, a reminder, there's a ton of contract people, unpaid. There's a ton of contract people who do not fall under those books, who are not getting paid, who I can tell you right now, how many paychecks do you think they're going to stick around for not getting paid and working full time? And right now, there's nothing that says the federal government has to reimburse these people for the work that they've done. Now, this is a joke. I'll tell you what, I'm going to take a break. When I come on back, I want to actually take some time because there's some numbers that came across last night that I started doing some tablature. This, by the way, is not a $25 billion wall. This is well over a trillion at least, and it's probably 2 to 3 trillion with recurring annual expenses. So the eventual number would be hundreds of trillions of dollars. That's what this is going to cost us as taxpayers. I'll talk about that more when I come on back. 952-946-6205. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Introducing a new day of the week. Someday. Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Want to retire someday? You'll really want this. A My Social Security account at socialsecurity.gov. You can estimate your future benefits and manage current benefits online. Millions of people have a My Social Security account. Get yours today, because someday is here at socialsecurity.gov.
Crazy about pets? We are too. The Pet Connection Show is a great venue for fun, informative, and creative conversations about pets. Join myself, Kathy Menard, and Dr. Nicole Parole, along with guests who are leaders in the dynamic and growing pet industry, as we discuss healthcare, relationships, behaviors, and even political issues as they relate to our pets. So come, sit, stay for the Pet Connection Show, Sundays 11 a.m. to noon on AM 950 Radio, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
This is Chad, owner of AM950. I've been telling you about my friends at Snap Construction, who are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior construction company in the metro. Don't just take my word for it. Take a look at all their reviews online. Winter is the most cost-effective time of the year to complete your construction project. A majority of Minnesotans choose to have their work completed on their home in the summer when they should be enjoying the weather. As a result, the demand for labor in the summer is much higher. The most cost-effective way to improve or restore your home is in the winter due to the lower demand. Right now, Snap Construction is offering an additional 30% off of labor to the AM950 listeners on your next construction project between now and the end of February. Call 612-333-SNAP and mention AM950 for an additional 30% off. As always, Snap Construction stands by their work with a lifetime craftsmanship warranty. Don't wait to get a free estimate by calling 612-333-SNAP or find them online at snapconstruction.com. Financing options available.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. By the way, give Lisa credit up on the... Well, she's watching us on the Facebook stream. Hello, Facebook. Hello, world. You can watch it either Matt McNeil Show, Progressive Citizen X, or at the AM 950 Radio Facebook page. She brings up the point. These are the same Republicans in the state of Minnesota who are violently angry about a gas tax. A gas tax which would... They would get roads. They would get bridges. They would get, you know, mass transportation. They would get more sidewalks. They'd get all this stuff. There'd be a gas tax, but there would be a result of the gas tax where we would get a benefit as a society from that gas tax. Republicans are furious about the gas tax, yet the same Republicans say nothing about Minnesota spending $500 million in taxpayer money on a border wall. Make sure you bring that up every time you talk to the Republicans. That they say, well, I'm against taxes. Well, then why are you for this border wall? That's $500 million that's on the southern border. That's not going to stop anyone. That's you're spending, and that's the beginning. And that's the down payment. That's the beginning. When you talk about $25 billion, the $25 billion number is not even close to being realistic. For many different reasons. And if you do, there you go to YouTube, there are many of the cost breakdown videos you can look at. The breakdown of the costs of this wall. And there's a lot of problems with the $25 billion. And the first one is that you're going to, when you're building a wall of this nature, and just let's not say it's going to be this 50-foot tall wall. Let's just say it's going to be a 20-foot tall wall. You still have to sink a concrete pylon every fence post about 13 feet. Every single one. And for a good chunk of that wall, there is no money allocated for foundation. Seriously. That $25 billion doesn't even include building the wall correctly. Then there are slight problems like an access road. Because you're going to have to build this in places which are wildly remote. And at least, I think, as someone posted, like 55% of the current border with the United States and Mexico does not have an access road to it. So for the and we're only concerned about the U.S. side, not the Mexican side, the U.S. side. Well, that means the U.S. will have to build a 1,000-plus-mile road in absolute wilderness for us to be able to have this border wall, because that's how you're going to get the trucks to where they are, the concrete mixers, the loading trucks, the construction crews. You're going to need to do that just to get them there. That's not part of this $25 billion. So you don't even have the money allocated for the building the wall correctly. Plus, you also don't have the money for the building process. And the building process is going to be a nightmare. But I want to just, you want to even get more bizarre about this? How bad that the Trump is at this number and this whole concept? And once again, for a wall which goes on one border, the vast majority, by the way, of undocumented people here illegally, the vast majority of them have flown into the United States. And the last time I checked, a wall's not going to do anything to stop that. The vast majority. And also, just FYI, walls, you can go around. But let's just talk about, so you're sitting in front of a big wall, okay? 20 feet tall. And once again, we're still doing it pretty short, but 20 feet tall. We'll put it at 20 feet tall. That is a, you know, it's big, but you're going to need to have guard towers. Now, I know people will say, well, we'll have people patrolling. Patrolling? I mean, wait a minute. Wait. We already have people patrolling, and you say this is a chaotic situation, that the border is absolute chaos. So we're building a wall. Well, walls only work if you have guard towers on them, right? That you can have people look out and make sure no one's crossing illegally, right? Because if I'm on the other side of that wall and I want to get over that wall and I've got a 20-foot ladder and 20 feet of rope, all I've got to do is wait for your little car to come on by, and then I just have to put the ladder up, put the rope over, and over I go. Wall achieved. And I know Republicans, well, wait a minute here, we'll electrify it. Well, no, you're not going to electrify it because that's a specialized fence and that will cost you trillions. Oh, we'll put down landmines. All right. Outside of the fact that, like, deer and stuff are going to set those things off constantly, and you're probably going to end up killing people, probably a few kids, too, that would be wildly expensive. The landmines are pretty pricey. So you're only, oh, we'll put on barbed wire or razor wire. And do you, once again, you're getting into astronomical costs to put barbed wire and razor wire across the entire southern border on top of a fence would make it, you know, trillions of dollars. So you're going to need to have guards. You're going to have people who are watching the border and the fence to make sure no one's crossing it. All right? If you look at the distance, 1,950 miles is what we have to build a wall on the southern border. 1,950 miles. If you convert that to yards, that's 3,434,000 yards is the distance that we need to cover. Now, what would be the minimum that you would have to put a guard tower at? You would need to have, because once again, if you have a guard tower every, and the number I came up with was 1,000 yards, if you had this. And by the way, I'm not condoning this. This is just the stupidest damn thing. It's the dumbest idea from the dumbest president we've ever had, applauded by the dumbest people who enable this idiot. But I'm just going to play along with you just to show you how wildly expensive this thing is going to be. So you have to have guards about every 1,000 feet or so. And I say 1,000 feet, that's 10 football fields. So basically, every guard tower will be responsible for 500 yards to one side and 500 yards to the other side. So that, say that someone slips up to the border wall, you don't see them. The time you get the ladder up, they get the rope tied, get over the side, and start running. That, you know, if they're doing it at the midpoint, then that you've got to run 500 yards or got to get into a car 500 yards to go over and get them. That makes sense? Does everyone follow along? So each 1,000 yards across the entire stretch, we need to have a guard tower. Oh, funny thing, guard towers, by the way, not included in the price. But let's talk about the guards, because if you look at the cost of manpower involved with this wall, funny nugget little here. Trump's budget has $0 for any guards. If we have the current same situation, we have a wall that's not electrified and it's not mined and it's not barbed wired, because those would all be too expensive, and it's 20 feet tall, which is still pretty short, which will still cost us $25 billion, which it won't. Actually, it'll cost us a lot more than that because they've grossly underestimated, once again, the cost of building the thing and the access road we're going to have to build the entire length of the wall to get supplies and stuff to wherever we need to go. But you're going to have to, if you have a guy in a car that's just driving by and hopes they see someone, that makes the wall completely and totally pointless. You have to have guards. You have to have people watching the border to make sure no one comes across. So for every guard tower, which once again, we haven't allocated the money for the guard towers, but for every guard tower we have to build, every 1,000 yards down the entire stretch, which, by the way, would be a total of 3,432 guard towers that we have to build, we'll need guards. I mean, funny thing about a guard tower, you need to have guards in the guard tower. And no, you can't be putting out sensitive, you know, monitoring equipment. That stuff's expensive. You need, the cheapest rate by far is actual manpower, someone sitting out there and looking up and down the border. Well, if you had two people, one person looking out one way, the other person looking out the other way, for 8 hours straight with no breaks or anything like that, you'd still need six people, but that would only be for 5 days a week. So you're going to need at least, my guesstimate is 12 people total per guard tower. 12 people per guard tower for 3,432 guard towers, which will get you about 41,000 people. You are going to need to hire 41,000 people to station themselves across the entire wall to make sure no one comes across the wall. Because once again, a wall that's unmonitored is pointless. If you are looking at paying these guards even a relatively low wage of $40,000 a year, that means per year, you are paying just for the guards, not for upkeep, not for maintenance, not for repairs, nothing like that. Just for the guards alone, $1,647,360,000 per year. And that's if you pay everyone $40,000 a year and no one gets a raise and no one gets anything more. That's not factored in anything. This wall will cost at least a trillion to build, to staff, to maintain, and then it will cost somewhere in the realm of $500 billion every few years. For God's sakes, the Golden Gate Bridge. The Golden Gate Bridge has a staff of like 50 guys that all they do is paint the damn bridge. They start on one side, they paint it all the way across, and then they start again, and they paint it all the way across, and they constantly are painting for 3 years. This entire crew of people just paints and paints and paints the entire Golden Gate Bridge. That's all they do. That is minuscule compared to a border wall that runs 2,000 miles across the entire southern border. If you really think that this is a major issue, if you really think there's a problem, you just think about this for 2 seconds, you realize this is the most unbelievably cost ineffective way of doing this. And yet, like, and give Lisa credit, who made the comment, Republicans in the state of Minnesota will scream until blood runs out of their eyes about how gas taxes are evil and wrong. Don't you dare impose a gas tax, even though they'll get roads and bridges and maintenance paid for with that gas tax. They'll scream about how that is a government takeover. Yet these same people are sitting and saying nothing as Minnesotans are getting ready to pay a few trillion dollars over the next few decades for a border wall which will not stop anyone. It won't. It just won't. But hey, keep the racist dream alive, you jackasses. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Come back. I'll get a little more local when I do return. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Rending Electrolysis on Grand Avenue in St. Paul has been a leader in permanent hair removal for people of all skin types and backgrounds for over 30 years, celebrating diversity and priding themselves on finding the right treatment plan for each client's individual needs, regardless of race or gender. Services include electrolysis, body waxing, facials, microneedling, and permanent makeup. Book your 60-minute complimentary consultation, including a 15-minute treatment today, for beautiful, lasting results. Visit BrendingElectrolysis.com.
We are given the gift of intuition on how to care for ourselves and our families. But too often, we forsake that knowledge for the voice of authority. Green Tea Conversations is a radio show for people like you, who are on a journey to take responsibility for their health and who want to play a more active role in their family's well-being. I'm your host, Candy Broffel, publisher of the Twin Cities edition of Natural Awakenings magazine, and I'm excited to bring Green Tea Conversations into your home. Join me every Sunday at 10 a.m. as I interview local experts straight from the pages of Natural Awakenings who will share progressive ideas and the latest natural approaches in nutrition, fitness, creative expression, personal growth, and sustainable living in a fun and informative way. Podcasts of the show are available anytime at naturaltwincities.com, am950radio.com, on iTunes, or anywhere you get your podcasts. So grab a cup of tea and join the conversations on Sundays at 10 a.m. as we awaken to natural health.
Hi, this is Charlie. Dad, do I have to say this next line?
Do you want to sleep inside tonight?
My dad is beloved, world-famous radio broadcaster Matt McNeil.
Perfect!
Anyway, my mom and dad want me safe when I'm driving in winter weather. That's why the vehicle they trust is the Toyota Sienna, and the dealership they trust is Rudy Luther Toyota. They keep me safe.
With my son driving this winter, I trust Rudy Luther, and you can too. Stop in today and become a Rudy Luther Toyota family. The southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
Indeed, eatlocalminnesota.com. Great restaurants. You're looking to eat something this weekend, but you don't want to cook anything? Well, there you go. Let them do it for you. Great local restaurants, many of them locally sourced. You get a great meal too, and the money stays local. Eatlocalminnesota.com. Eatlocalminnesota.com. Just think about this. I mean, this is, and what his argument is going to be. Okay, let me backtrack a quick second here. When they built the university line, and do you remember Succi? Succi came on out and made the comment about, he was out there one day and I saw one train that had no one on it. One train, and we found out it was like a train at like 4:20 in the morning. Because everyone I talked to that's riding the university line is saying, oh yeah, their trains are packed. The trains are absolutely packed. Especially in morning and afternoon rush. But he saw one train at like 4:20 in the morning, said it was empty, and he wanted to leave, to basically stop the trains from running and leave the tracks, abandoned tracks, as a warning for future generations on why you shouldn't spend taxpayer dollars. And you're like, are you really serious? You want to waste taxpayer dollars? And the reality is they don't care about fiscal conservatism. They don't. All they care about is basically that they're right and everyone else is wrong. Because if you're any Republican who's ever complained about taxpayer dollars being spent, how you can look at one of the dumbest ideas in the history of the planet and say, oh yeah, this is going to work. I mean, it might have worked for the Chinese back when they were dealing with troops that were walking and riding horses. and that people didn't have, you know, convenient access to a hardware store where they could go buy a ladder and some rope. But here you're, you know, and by the way, and even back then, they built it with stone rocks. They had guard towers every, 200 yards or 300 yards or something like that. There is no way on the planet you are ever going to be able to build this thing cost effectively. It's just stupid racist policy. And that's all it is. It's just dumb racist policy. That's all it is. It's racism in policy form. And it's going to cost us to make this racist president's dream come true. A dream he promised us we would not have to pay for. He promised us this. It's going to cost you trillions of dollars. And all you Republicans just sit there and go, yeah, because it is a great idea. You're morons. I mean, you wonder why your party is dying. It's because of crap like this. Because I can tell you right now, there is a ton of Republicans from back in the 80s and even into the early 90s who, if this was proposed, they would have said, there's no way on the planet I'm going to waste my constituents' taxpayer dollars on this. But look at, you know, Hagedorn, and look at Stauber, and look at Emmer. They're running to the White House saying, let me give you my taxpayers' dollars. Here, build that wall. Give them all my taxpayer money. Give it to them. You're broken people. You've just broken to the core. But tell me once again how a gas tax is evil in socialism. Yeah, whatever. Richard is in Brooklyn Park. Welcome on in, Richard, and thanks for holding.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, I believe that tax, a good portion of that gas tax was going to fund the tent city off of Highway 94 there, if I wasn't mistaken. I think that's where a lot of people were under the impression that that's where that gas tax was going. To fund that tent city, all the homeless people there. Was I incorrect in that?
No, that is wildly incorrect.
Then I am mistaken. Of course, I am one of those ignorant jackass moron Republicans. So,
all right. Well, then I think we're done listening to you, because you're an idiot. You're ignorant. You're self-admission, Richard. Thank you. Wait a minute. Wait, Richard. No, get rid of him, because there's no point. He has nothing to add to any of our lives. He's a fool. Did he actually just suggest the gas tax was to go to the people in the tent city off of 94, which actually I think he's thinking of 55?
Alpha News probably reported something like that.
Is that, I mean, because you, are you really that stupid? I mean, really, are you that dumb to think that was actually that, what, Melissa Hortman gaveled open the Minnesota House and here's the deal, we got to pass a gas tax because we got to give all that money to those homeless people out there who are living in tents. Are you just racist? I mean, well, you are. I mean, kind of, let's face it. I mean, you're entirely, you're wasting that money on those homeless minority people. I mean, that's kind of where you're going with it. So, yeah, there's clearly a racist tone within what you just said, Richard. Or can I call you Dick? All right. I'll go with Dick.
I can't find anything even remotely close to that. I don't know where, maybe conservative talk radio or something.
I think he pulled it off of the great news service from out of his Caboosestein. I think that's where it came from. Well, no, and that's but isn't that every Republican? I mean, it's like, yeah, you want to take my taxpayer dollars and then you're going to go give it to those food stamp people. No, actually, it'd be a gas tax, which would be dedicated for road. And by the way, yeah, are you really this dumb on policy, dude? Dick, are you really this dumb on policy? Because let me explain something to you, Dick. That the policy is that you pay for the gas tax and that money is dedicated to road construction and bridges and mass transit and sidewalks and bike trails and, you know, hunting trails and boat launches and stuff like that. Does he not? Does Dick not understand that? I don't think he does. Sorry, Dick. Anyway, but No, you really do. Maybe, let me just give you a little hint. Maybe you should actually figure out what the heck you're trying to talk about before you call in and say something stupid. Because you kind of sound real stupid. And I know you're trying to get a zinger in on me, Dick. Get that zinger, man. Or is it Richard? I'll go. I mean, is it Richard? I mean, that's. I'm not. Is that? Am I not mistaken, Hunter? That is how you abbreviate it, right? Sometimes.
Absolutely.
All right, Dick for Richard. Okay, so you know, I just don't know where you think you're going, man. But you know, if you're going to try to get me with a zinger, and you, how long did that guy wait on hold for? How long did he wait on hold for to get that one out? All right. Gas tax, Richard. Such a big Richard, too. Richard, let me explain. A gas tax would be going to road construction, stuff like that. That's what it would be going to. Bridges, and we have so many substandard bridges in the state, it's really bad. Intersections. Imagine if you've ever driven outside of the state of in outstate Minnesota. There's tons of intersections that are grossly inadequate right now. They need traffic lights. They need full reconstructions. I mean, that's what that gas tax would go for. So you would actually get taxed on the gas tax, and you would see the benefit of said gas tax on the roads. Because I know you magically think that road fairies come in and go, ding, magic road repair. But no, that actually costs money. And we don't have enough money right now to maintain the roads and then and upgrade as we need in the state. So that's why you need a gas tax. As far as your Christian values of ripping on the homeless, and oh, God, good one, man. Good one. Get those homeless people who are hungry. Ha ha, in their face. Yeah, no, I actually am a Christian. I'm a Catholic dude. And I think that what that tent city showed us is there's an insane amount of homeless people and hungry people and people without health care in this city. And if you have any level of compassion or heart, or if you claim to be Christian in any way, well, instead of trying to find ways to make jokes at their expense, ha ha ha, maybe you should actually be out there trying to figure out a way to help these people. But that's just me, man. Oh, great. Hey, thanks for the call, Dick. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell.
Freddie, this generation of the baby boomers, people are living longer, so the baby boomers are taking care of elderly parents.
Let's talk about your health, and specifically, let's talk about Medicare. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment.
Catch New Beginnings with Freddie Bell, Saturdays at 11 on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Stop and listen for a second. Do you hear that? It's peace, quiet, and tranquility. After a busy holiday season, that's what you'll experience at Big Bear Lodge just off the Gunflint Trail. There's always an abundance of snow and winter activities like ice fishing, snowshoeing, snowmobiling, and world-class cross-country skiing. Then cozy up in one of Big Bear Lodge's guest rooms or authentic woodsy cabins. Come find your smile at Big Bear Lodge. More at BigBearLodgeMN.com.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around. Check us out online. And when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
At Pride Institute, being LGBTQ+ is the norm, not the exception. Their highly trained and skilled staff understand your issues and will help you live a happy, healthy life as a proud LGBTQ+ person. They offer you hope to overcome your addiction and live the life you want. Their treatment programs are designed to assist you in developing the knowledge, skills, and attitudes for long-term recovery. Therapy groups include health education, LGBTQ issues, HIV and chronic illness, trauma, grief and loss, transgender support, nicotine recovery, education, and sexual health. Pride Institute offers a residential treatment program, a partial hospitalization program that includes day programming with lodging, and an intensive outpatient program. If you or someone in your life can benefit from guidance and coping skills, life balance, and other tools necessary for long-term recovery, check them out at pride-institute.com or call 800-547-7433 now.
I have no idea, man.
We're going to use the gas tax, and we're going to give that to the homeless in Camden, which, by the way, is not there anymore because Jacob Fry, the mayor of Minneapolis, worked together with community leaders and got some open shelters for these people and got them off the streets. You know, effective government. That's kind of there.
Jacob Fry kind of crushed it.
He did. No, I mean, there was... I made
record-breaking amount of money for affordable housing and homelessness.
In October, I said this point, it's your time, guys, to either fish or cut bait. Are you going to take care of this? And they did.
Yeah.
And they did more to deal with homelessness in the city of Minneapolis than any mayor I've seen in a long time. And so, you know, I mean, if you go out there, because I was just out there, I went over to Norway House, I went down 55, the tent city's gone. But, you know, don't let that get in the way of your joke where you use the homeless as the punchline. Ha 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 ha. Oh, so funny. But I mean, it does explain some things about Republicans. By the way, do you remember when the Republican Party of Minnesota got evicted from their docile over in St. Paul? Do you remember this a few years back?
I don't remember.
They couldn't paying their bills. Tony Sutton left them, and so they couldn't have any money, so they got evicted. They actually had the trucks roll up to evict them, and so they said that they've restructured their finances and they moved to cheaper digs. I was in a building today. They're in a Edina.
Huh?
How in the heck is it that Edina was your cheaper option?
Mm-hmm.
You're on that building on the Metro Boulevard there on the fourth floor. They got the Republican Party of Minnesota. How in the world is that rent cheaper than anything in St. Paul, for God's sakes? There are a lot of places you could get some really good, you know, office space, nice visibility, all that good stuff, that would cost you a heck of a lot less. So fiscal responsible, I'm not sure. Minnesota Republican Party Chair Jennifer Carnahan is running for re-election. Pardon me a second. Anyway, she told the Star Tribune late on Thursday, Carnahan will ask party activists to give her another 2 years after a 2018 election in which Republicans lost every statewide race in the Minnesota House. The GOP fought to draw in congressional races, losing two in the suburbs but picking up two in outstate Minnesota. In the face of the U.S. House GOP's worst defeat since Watergate. Referring to strong ties she's forged with the National Republicans, Carnahan said, if we had a different chair who didn't work with Republican National Committee and the White House, we could be down by only U.S. Representative Tom Emmer, but we're not. So her whole argument is, forget about the statewide races, forget about the Minnesota House, only focus on the fact that we got a tie, and the only reason you got a tie is you insanely had to spend dark money and money. You had to outspend like crazy in those districts in 1 and 8 to and win. And Trump basically had to gear an entire point of his entire domestic policy towards the 8th district to win that one. But sure, yeah, your victory. It's funny because if you look at the story, you read down, most of the Republicans who are in leadership positions, like Zelka and Amy Koch, manager position. She was working with Karen Housley's campaign. But most of them are like, no. What is it? Amy Koch, who managed Senator Karen Housley's unsuccessful U.S. Senate campaign, said the party needs better grassroots outreach, better coordination with elected officials like the legislative caucuses, and more of an aggressive posture. I like harder-hitting state party. That's the job of the GOP chair. I'd like to see a little more of a fight, a little more punching. Yeah, did you see the Doug Wardlow-Keith Ellison race? That didn't go well for you. I mean, I get you. Your tall glass of skim milk that was your governor's candidate didn't exactly, you know, invoke a ton of excitement, but you did have this go down without a fight thing with Wardlow, and he lost too. I want to make sure I say this for the record. I think Jennifer Carnahan deserves another 2 years personally. What do you guys think, huh? Jennifer, go team, go. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. Now, the Republican Party is broken because the only thing you guys are for is to take taxpayer dollars and give it to wealthy people or insanely stupid pet projects, or going after Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama or Nancy Pelosi. I mean, we talked a little bit yesterday about that new young Democrat that got sworn in from New York in the dancing video, where they went out there and tried to make her look bad because of she was in a dancing video in college.
And that backfired. You know,
it's like, she looks adorable dancing. It's a cute college video. And they basically, and by the way, the guy took it down now.
Yeah, he deleted his whole profile.
Because you're a moron. But that's all you guys are. You don't know how to lead. You don't have any intent. Let's be honest about the modern Republican, especially here in the state of Minnesota. They're not going to fix your roads. They're not going to fix your roads. They're not going to get you health care. They're not. They're the let them die party. They are not going to give you your tax policy. They're not going to, it's not like they're going to basically not do these things and give you tax dollars back. No, they're going to take your taxpayer dollars and give it to the wealthy. And they're banking on you guys just going along with it, because they tried to brainwash you for the last 30 years into hating Democrats more than you love your own personal well-being, your health, your children, your quality of life, and your religion, and your country. And so here you are, and you're sitting here, I mean, and look how broken you are. Richard, who was a Republican, said he was a Republican when he called in. His entire argument against the gas tax is that we're going to give that money to a homeless camp. Really? Because I guarantee you this, my explanation of the gas tax to you afterwards probably got more people on board with the gas tax than your snarky comment about how dare we care about the homeless. You're broken people. You're broken to the core. You're not Christian. You're only in it for hating Democrats. You could walk in on your spouse having sex with Trump, and the first words out of your mouth will be, damn Democrats. Because that is who you are. And that is how broken you are. You are broken to the core. And you offer nothing outside of stupidity like border walls. And will gladly offer up $500 billion worth of Minnesota taxpayer money eventually to make that happen. But God forbid we want to fix our own roads, or take care of a homeless person, or feed a hungry kid, or give health care to someone who needs it. That is why the Republican Party is broken. And God, I'll be glad when you guys are gone. We'll be back on Monday. Have a good weekend. Until Monday. See ya.